Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Isaiah. So we'll begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 6. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. I really like this reading. It's a really good reading and has so many different little pieces to it that all just make up this beautiful tapestry. Specifically, the word meekness keeps coming to mind. Now, the definition of meekness that I always use, just to keep it super simple, especially when working with middle schoolers, is it's like having a really big sword, but knowing to keep it sheathed. And Jesus, he is the most meek. And that's exactly what he's asking of us. He's asking us to be meek, to be humble, to know who we are. But being meek and humble also actually means recognizing the goodness that we have. Because it says in the last couple of verses, it is too little for you to be my servant. I will make you a light to the nations. So we're just going to take a few moments to just think, where is it that we've actually just been thinking of ourselves as a servant of God and not just a light, when he's asking us to be a light and not just a servant? I know for me, a lot of times that ends up being my family, that I show them that I am clearly a good Catholic, a good Christian. I go to Mass. I pray every day. I do all of the things. But actually, I need to be more than that. I need to be a light. I need to be the salvation of God for them, to bring them to God. And so what I want you to do is, since you've already thought of like an area that you need to accept actually how much you are the light of God, just make an action step in your head. So for me, I'm going to text some of the members of my family an encouraging word from God. Maybe it'll be scripture. Maybe it'll just be me asking him some questions. But think about something simple, something small you can do today. It doesn't have to be a lot. And then the next thing that I want to reflect on really fast before we're done here is, again, who God made us to be. And so it says at the beginning, he made of me a sharp-edged sword. He made of me a polished arrow. We are weapons in the best way possible. We actually are here to take out the enemy wherever he stands. Because it says in the Gospels, the gates of hell shall not prevail. You literally, like, you don't go to the enemy's gates if you're losing. You have to defend your own. And so each and every one of us actually has the power to be a weapon of God, to be a weapon of the light. And so, in tandem with what we were talking about earlier of being the light of the nations, we also get to defend that light and get to defend others who need that, because the darkness is so rampant nowadays. And so we're just going to pray for the grace to be able to actually do that. Jesus, we ask you right now that you just fill us with light and fill us with strength. Fill us with goodness and fill us with glory. And knowing the sharpness that we carry, that actually you are so ready to send us wherever it is that we are supposed to go. Jesus, it's in your name that we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on Isaiah. My name is Shane. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.